Summer Sky by John Reed. Read by Matt Loveridge. It seemed strange that I could admire the beautiful, deep blue sky at such a time. I was surprised that on the most dreadful morning of my short, troubled life, I would even notice, never mind enjoy, the simple splendour of a gorgeous summer sky. And yet, as my jelly legs climbed the creaking wooden steps, Mother Nature's pretty distraction gave me an unexpected strength for my imminent meeting with the fearful Madame. What I'd been dreading for so long didn't seem quite so bad after all. The world was still beautiful, and life would go on. For some. As I reached the platform, the sweet aroma of roses filled my head with blissful memories of summers past. The joy was as fleeting as the blink of an eye, chased away by sudden, thudding, overwhelming sadness. I remembered the merciful advice of a few minutes earlier. Don't hesitate, or all is lost. I walked swiftly towards the motionless figure of Madame. She was all I had expected and more, unyielding and merciless. I kneeled at her feet and said a small prayer, then placed my neck in the half circle. Instantly, with false bravery, I held out my arms in readiness. A bead of liquid dropped onto the sawdust, inches below my face. Perspiration? Or a tear? I knew not, nor cared. I just longed to see the blue summer sky one last time. I heard a swoosh and the roar of a crowd, then silence. Madame Guillotine had done her job well. My prayer was granted. Once again, I admired the summer sky as my head settled.